because their existence is coming to an end. The universe is collapsing. The world is not collapsing. Everything is getting better and better. What do I mean with better? Your priority goes where? Knowledge. Do we understand better now or 2,000 years ago? That's what it is. Oh, of course, 2,000 years ago, we were not intelligent enough for an intelligent fellow. 1,000 years ago was the same. Now is the same. 2,000 years from now will be the same. Because we have a general understanding and we have these exceptional fellows who will raise the bar. The bar is very high now. Because these days, you have really difficulties to talk about any kind of a slavery. When I bring the label, suddenly you have to go back 400 years ago, 200 years ago. It was the rule. In this place we're living in 200 years ago, what was happening? Slaves, right? This is what happens. So everything will change, and that Creator will provide if the need is there. So raise your need, pay attention to your need. It will be provided. Yes?
And if this quaking earth had not needed mountains, He would not have created them sublime. And if there had not been need of the heavenly spheres also, He would not have created from non-existence the seven skies. The sun and the moon and these stars, how did they come plain into view except through need?
You see, what a difficult stuff he is saying. It's difficult to say this because he's claiming that nothing is there by accident. If you see the stars, there has been need for stars. Period. It's like today, I could say that nobody could really live on Earth if it was not the magnetic field of Andromeda Galaxy. In Rubinstein, it was not obvious to talk about this stuff. Now, the interrelation, we understand a lot, right? So, they believe that the need is the key. Because the provider is alert, he's paying attention to the needs, knowing the needs. Understanding the need is the key. The rope that you could grab at the chances and existence are that need in you. Therefore, add to your needs, fellow. Because when you add to your needs, what will happen? I forgot. Do you remember any stuff here? Did we see any story of a needy fellow? Who needed really something and magically it happened.
The king who went to the mosque and the halva boy.
Oh, halva boy. Yeah. Halva boy. Halva boy needed that 1 pence to give to the master. But it was real need, right? So he cried, the ocean, gracious ocean of giving and forgiving started to move. Exact verse is here. He knows that over there he talked about the boiling of this ocean of Karam. Here he will repeat it. پس بیافزا حاجت این محتاج زود تا بجوشد در کرم دریای جود. Means, do that crying. That crying was what? The boy understood the real need. That way you ate my halwa, where's my money? Period. Understand that, yes?
Need, then, is the noose for things that exist. Man has instruments in proportion to his need. Therefore, quickly augment thy need, O needy one, in order that the sea of bounty may surge up in loving kindness. These beggars on the road and every sufferer is displaying his need to the people. Blindness and palsy and sickness and pain, that men's pity may be aroused by this need. Does he ever say, "Give bread, O people, for I have riches and granaries and trays"?
Is this any relevant to you? Do you get it?
Not that last
part. Aha! He said, "Show me one beggar in the street who will say, 'Please give me money because I'm very rich and I have a very good house to live in.'" Huh? Isn't that the same case of you? You silly fellow who will say, "I'm intelligent, I know, and I understand, I have done a lot of studies now. Tell me about this stuff of you. I want to learn this." Because you come in with what? With a show off of your intelligence, your know-how and all of that. Instead of coming in and saying, "Excuse me, I don't know about this stuff. Would you please explain it to me?" You come in and say, "Oh, I have seen so many of this and I want to know if Rumi is another charlatan." If you do this, should that fellow give you an explanation? If you go around and say, "Oh, I have studied all these nonsenses, I know these derivations and blah, 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 but I hear about you, you were teaching Rumi." Who is this fellow? Let's just start with that homosexuality of Rumi and Shams. Then how do you react? I'm not making up a story. This happened in this city. Yeah. This is how it is. You come in, you don't even realize that you don't have the happiness. You're an unhappy person. You're confused. But you come in with a lot of blame. This part of invisible part of this stuff, the magical part of it, it doesn't work that way. It's differently. If you want to understand the magic of this, you should pay attention to your real needs. Not the need of this, not the need of brain, not the need of even the soul. The need of that messenger, that place that the message should be. Realize that one. Yes?
God has not put eyes in the mold because it does not need eyes for food. Is it able to live without eyes and sight? In the dank earth, it is independent of eyes.
Again, back to the rat. Look at that one. He doesn't have a good eye because he doesn't use it. He doesn't need it. Down there in the darkness, what should he have it?
It never comes out from the earth but for the theft, to the end that the Creator may purge it of that thievishness. After that, it will get wings and become a bird, flying and glorifying the Creator.
That is the point that you don't like when we talk. Because we talk about transformation. For us, a rat is something that for the moment is a rat. Tomorrow could be something else. Because we know the basic rule of the universe is change. Good? When it comes to humanity, we believe in that change. That's this all effort is because of that. So, you questioning that stuff, doing that silly stuff, you are like a rat. But we believe that God could transform you. That rat could become a bird. Means that nonsense blah 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 in you could become real thought, real thinking, which could fly to the horizon. That transformation is possible, and this is what we are talking about here. Yes?
Every moment in the rose garden of thanksgiving to God, it will produce 100 notes like the nightingale, singing, O thou that deliverest me from evil qualities, O thou that makest a hell paradise.
Who is this fellow who is saying all of this? This is Rumi himself when he sees Shams. He will open his eyes, suddenly he will realize that, oh, what a big arrogant fellow I was because of all the knowledge and philosophy and all of this stuff. Then he opened his eyes. Then what happened? After the transformation, he became the nightingale of this, and for up to the end of his life, he was singing what? Thanks God that I found Shams. Thanks God that Shams found me. Because when you open your eyes, suddenly you see the beauty, you're not going to forget it. You're not going to change back to the animal part. So you will become someone else. That rat could become a bird. Appreciated means a fellow could be transformed to a lovely human being just by changing your attitude. Yes?
Oh, thou puttest light in a piece of fat. Thou, O self-sufficing one, givest hearing to a bone. What connection have those concepts with the body? What connection has the apprehension of things with names?
Really, what is it? What's the connection between apprehension and the name? So this is what the magic I'm talking about. I say a name, I said Khuzar. Suddenly, big pack of meaning suddenly is there. What's happening here? This was a sound. That's a biochemical machine. What was the concept of ever-living prophet and his challenge with Moses? What was all that? It's just a word. Word or sounds, nothing. And this is chemistry, okay. Here it's drum, dop, dop, dop. But listening, that quality, where is it coming from? Let's forget about the listening. What about understanding? Is it the flesh? Does it happen with this? You are the expert of that. Does it happen in this biological machine? There's something else behind this. It's quite obvious. Tend to that one. Yes. Laughs the chun vakras. I don't know how to say it in English.
The word is like the nest, mm-hmm. and the meaning is the bird. Mm-hmm. The body is the riverbed, and the spirit is the rolling water.
You see the comparison? Is it first of all? Remember that the words are the nest of a meaning. There is a meaning in the word, right? Then, it's the same thing here. In this body is just like that shallow part of the mountain which the river will flow. There is that shallow stuff. But when water is running, I call it river, there is a meaning over there. Then, when you're looking at the river, you think river is standing there. River never stands, it's always running. But for you, you could think that the river is standing there. You could have the same judgment for the people. You look at a fellow and say, oh, yes, he's living. Oh, he could be living the life of a cow
and he could be living the life of Mozart.